Day 13, the assurance of future Buddhahood of the 500 disciples. Thereupon Purna, son of Maitrayana, having heard from the Buddha the Dharma expounded with expedience by the wisdom of the Buddha, according to the capacities of all living beings, and having heard that the Buddha had assured the great disciples of their attainment of Anuttarasambhogasambodhi, and also having heard of the previous life of the Buddha, and also having heard of the great unhindered supernatural powers of the Buddhas, had the greatest joy he'd ever had, became pure in heart, and felt like dancing with joy. He rose from his seat, came to the Buddha, and worshipped him at his feet with his head. Then he retired to one side of the place, looked up at the honorable face with unblinching eyes, and thought, "The world-honored one is extraordinary. What he does is exceptional. He expounds the Dharma with expedience by his insight according to the various natures of all living beings of the worlds and saves them from various attachments. The merits of the Buddha are beyond the expression of our words. Only the Buddha, only the world-honored one knows the wishes we have deep in our minds." Thereupon the Buddha said to the bhikkhus, "Do you see this Purna, son of Maitrayana? I always praise him, saying that he is the most excellent expounder of the Dharma. I also praise him for his various merits. He strenuously protects my teachings and helps me propagate them. He shows the way to the four kinds of devotees, teaches them, benefits them, and causes them to rejoice. He explains my right teachings perfectly and gives great benefits to those who are performing Brahma practices with him. No one except the Tathagata excels him in excellence. Do not say that he protects only my teachings and helps me propagate them. In his previous existence, he also protected the right teachings of 9,000 million Buddhas and helped them propagate their teachings. Under those Buddhas, also, he was the most excellent expounder of the Dharma. He clearly understood the truth of the void expounded by those Buddhas and obtained the four kinds of unhindered eloquence. He always expounded the Dharma clearly and purely with no doubtfulness. Although he had the supernatural powers of a bodhisattva, he performed Brahma practices throughout his previous existence. Therefore, the people of the world of that Buddha under whom he performed Brahma practices thought that he was a Shravaka. He benefited many hundreds of thousands of living beings with this expedient and also caused innumerable Asamka people to aspire for Anuttarasambhogasambodhi. He did the work of the Buddha, that is, taught all living beings so that the world of the Buddha might be purified. Bhikkhus, Purna was the most excellent expounder of the Dharma under the seven Buddhas. He is the same under me. He will be the same under the future Buddhas of this Kalpa of sages. He will protect the teachings of those Buddhas and help them propagate their teachings. After the end of this Kalpa also, he will protect the teachings of innumerable Buddhas, help them propagate their teachings, teach and benefit innumerable living beings, and cause them to aspire for Anuttarasambhogasambodhi. He will always make efforts to teach all living beings strenuously so that the worlds of those Buddhas may be purified. He will perform the way of bodhisattvas step by step for innumerable Asamka Kalpas and then attain Anuttarasambhogasambodhi in this world. He will be called Dharma Brightness, the Tathagata, the Deserver of Offerings, the Perfectly Enlightened One, the Man of Wisdom in Practice, the Well God, the Knower of the World, the Unsurpassed Man, the Controller of Men, the Teacher of Gods and Men, the Buddha, the World-Honored One. The world of that Buddha will be composed of 1,000 million Sumeru worlds, that is, as many Sumeru worlds as there are sands in the River Ganges. The ground of that world will be made of seven treasures. It'll be as even as the palm of a hand. There will be no mountains, nor ravines, nor ditches. Tall buildings adorned with the seven treasures will be seen everywhere in that world. And the palaces of gods of that world will hang so low in the sky that gods and men will be able to see each other. There will be no evil regions, nor women. The living beings of that world will be born without any medium. They will have no sexual desires. They will have great supernatural powers, emit light from their bodies, and fly about at will. They will be resolute in mind, strenuous and wise. They will be golden in color and adorned with the 32 marks. They will feed on two things, the delight in the Dharma and the delight in dhyana, there will be innumerable asamkha bodhisattvas, that is, thousands of billions of na'utas of bodhisattvas. They will have great supernatural powers and the four kinds of unhindered eloquence. They will teach the living beings of the world. There will also be uncountable shravakas there. They will have the six supernatural powers, including the three major supernatural powers and the eight emancipations. The world of that Buddha will be adorned with these innumerable merits. The kalpa in which Purna will become that Buddha will be called treasure brightness, and his world good purity. The duration of the life of that Buddha will be innumerable asamkha kalpas, and his teachings will be preserved for a long time. After his extinction, stupas of the seven treasures will be erected in his honor throughout that world. Thereupon, the Buddha, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in gathas. Bhikkhus, listen to me attentively. The way practiced by my sons is beyond your comprehension because they learned how to employ expedience. Knowing that people wish to hear the teachings of the lesser vehicle and that they are afraid of having great wisdom, my sons, that is the bodhisattvas, transform themselves into shravakas and cosnors and teach the people with innumerable expedience. Saying to the innumerable living beings, for instance, we're shravakas, we're far from enlightenment of the Buddha. They save them and cause them to attain shravakahood. Even the lazy people who wish to hear the lesser vehicle will become Buddhas with this expedient in the course of time. My disciples are performing the bodhisattva practices secretly. Though they show themselves in the form of shravakas, they are purifying my world though they pretend to want little and to shun birth and death. In the presence of the people, they pretend to have the three poisons and wrong views. They save them with these expedients. They change themselves into various forms. If I speak of their transformations, the listeners will doubt me. Under hundreds of thousands of millions of past Buddhas, this Purna practiced strenuously what he should do. He expounded and protected the teachings of those Buddhas. In order to attain unsurpassed wisdom, he became the most excellent disciple of those Buddhas. He was learned and wise. He expounded the Dharma without fear and made his listeners rejoice. He was never tired of helping those Buddhas do their work. He obtained great supernatural powers and the four kinds of unhindered eloquence. Seeing who was clever and who was dull, he always expounded the pure Dharma. He expounded the Dharma of the Great Vehicle to hundreds of thousands of millions of living beings and caused them to dwell in the Dharma, so that the worlds of those Buddhas might be purified. In the future, also, he will make offerings to innumerable Buddhas, protect their right teachings, help them propagate their teachings, and purify their worlds. He will always fearlessly expound the Dharma with expedience. He will save countless living beings and cause them to have the knowledge of all things. He will make offerings to many Tathagatas and protect the treasure store of the Dharma. After that, he will be able to become a Buddha called Dharma Brightness. His world will be called Good Purity. It'll be made of the seven treasures. His kalpa will be called Treasure Brightness. There will be bodhisattvas in this world, many hundreds of millions in number. They will have great supernatural powers. They will be powerful and virtuous. They will be seen throughout that world. Innumerable shravakas will organize the sangha. They will have the three major supernatural powers and the eight emancipations and the four kinds of unhindered eloquence. The living beings of that world will have no sexual desire. They will be born without any medium. They will be adorned with the marks of the Buddha. They will not think of any other food than the two kinds of food, delight in the Dharma and delight in dhyana. There will be neither women nor evil regions in that world. Purna Bhikkhus will be able to obtain all these merits and have his pure world inhabited by many sages and saints. I have innumerable things to say of him. I have told you only a few of them. Thereupon the 1200 arhats, who had already obtained freedom of mind, thought, We've never been so joyful before. How glad we shall be if we are assured of our future Buddhahood by the world-honored one, just as the other great disciples were. Seeing what they had in their minds, the Buddha said to Mahakasyapa, Now I will assure these 1,200 arhats who are present before me of their future attainment of Anuttara Sambhag Sambodhi, one after another. My great disciple Kumjinya Bhiskus, who is among them, will make offerings to 6,200,000,000,000 Buddhas and then become a Buddha called Universal Brightness, the Tathagata, the deserver of offerings, the perfectly enlightened one, the man of wisdom and practice, the well-gone, the knower of the world, the unsurpassed man, the controller of men, the teacher of gods and men, the Buddha, the world-honored one. The others of the 500 arhats, including Earl Vilayakasipa, Gaya Kasyapa, Nadi Kasyapa, Kaudayan, Udayan, Aniruddha, Rafata, Kafina, Bakula, Kunda, and Svagata, also will attain Anuttara Samlok Sambodhi and become Buddhas, also called Universal Brightness. Thereupon the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in Gates, Kumjinya Bhiskus will see innumerable Buddhas. After Asanka Kalpas from now, he will attain perfect enlightenment. He will emit great rays of light from his body. He will have all supernatural powers. His fame will spread all over the worlds of the ten quarters, respected by all living beings. He will expound the unsurpassed enlightenment to them. Therefore, he will be called Universal Brightness. His world will be pure. The bodhisattvas of that world will be brave. They will go up to the tops of wonderful tall buildings and then go out into the worlds of the ten quarters. They will make the best offerings to the Buddhas of those worlds. After making offerings, they will have great joy. They will return to their home world. In a moment, they will be able to do all this by their supernatural powers. Universal Brightness Buddha will live for 60,000 kalpas. His right teachings will be preserved for twice as long as his life, and the counterfeit of them also for twice as long as his right teachings. When his teachings are eliminated, gods and men will be sad. The 500 Bhiskus will become Buddhas one after another. They also will be called Universal Brightness. The one who has become a Buddha will say to another, you will become a Buddha after my extinction. The living beings of the world to be saved by that Buddha will be those like those that I am teaching today. The beauty of the worlds of those Buddhas and the supernatural powers of those Buddhas and the number of the bodhisattvas and the shravakas of those worlds and the number of kalpas of the lives of those Buddhas of their right teachings of the counterfeit of them will be the same as is the case of Kumjinya. Kasyapa, now you've heard the future of the 500 arhats who have freedom of mind. All the other shravakas also will become Buddhas. Tell this to the shravakas who are not present here. Thereupon, the 500 arhats, having been assured of the Buddha of their future Buddhahood, felt like dancing with joy, stood up from their seats, came to the Buddha, worshipped his feet with their heads, and reproached themselves for their faults, saying, world-honored one, we thought that we had already attained perfect extinction. Now we know that we were like men of no wisdom because we were satisfied with the wisdom of the lesser vehicle, although we had already been qualified to obtain the wisdom of the Tathagata. World-honored one, suppose a man visited a good friend. He was treated to drink and fell asleep drunk. His friend had to go out on official business. He fastened a priceless gem inside the garment of the man as a gift to him and went out. The drunken man did not notice what his friend had given him. After a while, he got up and went to another country. He had great difficulty in getting food and clothing. He satisfied himself with what little he had earned. Some time later, the good friend, happened to see him. He said, alas, man, why have you had such difficulty in getting food and clothing? I fastened a priceless gem inside your garment on a certain day of a certain month of a certain year so that you might live peacefully and satisfy your five desires. The gem is still there, and you do not notice it. You are working hard and worrying about your livelihood. What a fool you are. Trade that gem for what you want. You will not be short of anything you want. You, the Buddha, are like this friend. We thought that we had attained extinction when we attained Arhatship because we forgot that we had been taught to aspire for the knowledge of all things by you when you were a bodhisattva, just as the man who had difficulty in earning his livelihood satisfied himself with what little he had earned. You, the world-honored one, saw that the aspiration of knowledge of all things was still latent in our minds. Therefore you awakened us, saying, Bhikkhus, what you have obtained was not perfect extinction. I caused you to plant the good root of Buddhahood a long time ago. You've forgotten this. Therefore I expound the teachings of Nirvana as an expedient. You thought that you had attained true extinction when you attained Nirvana, which I taught you as an expedient. World-honored one, now we see that we are bodhisattvas in reality, that we are assured of our future attainment of Anuttara Sambhak Sambodhi. Therefore, we have the greatest joy we've ever had. Thereupon, Anjata Kunjinya and the others, wishing to repeat what they had said, sang in Gathas, your assurance of our future Buddhahood gives us unsurpassed peace. Hearing your voice, we have the greatest joy we've ever had. We bow to you, to the Buddha of immeasurable wisdom. Now in your presence, we reproach ourselves for our faults. The nirvana we attained was only part of the immeasurable treasures of yours. We were like a foolish man with no wisdom. We satisfied ourselves with what little we had attained. Suppose a poor man visited his good friend who was very rich. The friend feasted him with delicacies. He fastened a priceless gem inside the garment of the man as a gift to him and went out without leaving word. The sleeping man did not notice the gift. The man woke up and went to another country. He worked to get food and clothing. He had much difficulty in earning his livelihood. He satisfied himself with what little he earned. He did not wish to get anything more. He did not notice the priceless gem fastened inside the garment. The good friend who gave the gem to the poor man happened to see him later. He blamed him severely and showed him the gem fastened inside the garment. Seeing the gem, the poor man had great joy. Now he satisfied his five desires with many treasures. We are like the poor man. In the long night you taught us out of your compassion toward us and caused us to aspire for unsurpassed enlightenment. Because we had no wisdom, we did not notice that. The nirvana we attained was only part of your wisdom. Satisfying ourselves with it, we did not wish to attain anything more. Now you have awakened us, saying, what you attained was not true extinction. When you have unsurpassed wisdom of the Buddha, you will attain true extinction. Hearing from you that we are assured of becoming Buddhas one after another, and that our worlds will be adorned, we are joyful in body and mind. Here ends day 13.